Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckabee. And joining us now is Bertrand Benoit from the Financial Times. He's in Berlin, Germany, where the German government has announced, Angela Merkel's coalition government has announced a 50 billion euro stimulus package on top of a 23 billion euro package passed last month. Bertrand, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How important is this stimulus package as a kind of a leader of the European strategy for, pulling its weight in this financial crisis along with Asia and the United States?
It's pretty important. It depends where you're looking at it from. It's important from the German point of view. It's quite a lot bigger than we had expected and than most Germans had expected and experts only 2 weeks ago. For some economists, however, it's not as important as it may seem, and a lot more would be required to prevent what is going to be the biggest recession on record for Germany.
You know, what's interesting is that historically speaking, I mean, Germany, with its unification, has come through what is essentially an enormous infrastructure stimulus package, financing the construction of Berlin and all of the investment into East Germany. I'm wondering what's left to do.
Well, it's one of the concerns of some of the people who see this package critically at the other end of the spectrum, i.e. as being too big and too generous. You might want to remember that the fiscal stimulus that was associated with reunification, which came almost automatically out of political decisions, created an enormous hangover in the economy. And been here since 2003. The construction sector, for instance, in the whole country, not just in the East, is was last year barely starting to recover from the enormous bubble created by this fiscal stimulus back then. So people who are critical of this stimulus, who are more in favor of continued fiscal prudence, would argue that it's going to take a generation to work out the impact of the stimulus on debt, for instance.
So Germany's in a unique position where it historically is inclined to fear a stimulus package as much as it fears a recession. Some economists have argued that with interest rates relatively high in Europe and in Germany, that a stimulus package this big amounts to the spinning of wheels of the German economy. What do you say?
Well, I mean, one of the great hopes that people outside Germany have regarding stimulus is that it will do something that hasn't happened in the upturn in Germany, which is to boost consumer spending. And that's really an area which has, in the past few months, has remained pretty stable, but at a very low level. And so the hope is that we get an inversion of the economic picture in Europe with Germany starting to consume other countries' products in the eurozone and not just export it to them. I think it's a bit of a long shot, given the cultural differences in the way people approach consumption here, which is a very more cautious manner than, say, in the UK, for instance,
sure,
or the US.
Well, Bertrand, you make an important point that consumer spending has not fallen off the cliff in the eurozone as it has in the United States. Bertrand Benoit of the Financial Times, thanks so much for joining us, talking about the economic stimulus package announced by the government of Germany. He spoke with us from Berlin.